Is intent required for trademark infringement? Under U.S. trademark law, infringement occurs when a business name, logo, or other brand identifier is so similar to an existing trademark that it would confuse customers. Whether you meant to copy another brand or not is largely irrelevant. If the trademark owner believes customers might mix up your business with theirs, they have the right and the responsibility to take legal action. Intentional infringement can lead to the infringer owing additional damages, but unintentional infringement doesn't let you off the hook. Here's an example. You open up a coffee shop called Starbuzz Cafe. You genuinely came up with the name yourself, thinking it was unique. But because Starbuzz sounds a lot like Starbucks and is in the same industry, you could be sued for trademark infringement even if you somehow never heard of Starbucks. You do not want to have to deal with an infringement lawsuit. The time-consuming and expensive, especially if you lose, as not only will you owe money, but you'll also have to rebrand, which also is expensive and time-consuming, and it can confuse your customers. The same goes for getting a valid cease and desist letter. If you aren't 100% sure you have the best claim to your name, you should consult a trademark attorney to find out. And if you need to take action to make changes, do it ASAP to try to avoid trouble.